15,000 more students attend state system colleges than in 1997, but the state aid is identical, leading schools to make significant budget cuts and operate with 800 fewer employees. Kutztown University's Vice President of Finance, Jerry Silberman, says they've eliminated more than 130 positions in the past several years.
We had positions eliminated that had employees filling them at the time, so they were actually real layoffs. We had vacant positions that we eliminated, so although those kinds of cuts were still painful, it wasn't as bad as having to say goodbye to an employee.
He says they've seen a 14% drop in student enrollment in the past 5 years.
That's a lot of revenue that we lost because of our enrollment losses.
East Stroudsburg University has seen a similar plunge.
Based primarily on declining high school graduation numbers.
That's East Stroudsburg President Marcia Welsh.
We are in such a competitive market, we're having to do a lot more marketing and branding of ourselves.
While student enrollment has declined the past few years, the system serves 16% more students than it did in the 1990s. As state funding was cut or held flat, tuition hikes have made up the difference. Ken Marshall, spokesperson for the state system, says the tuition increases are even with the rate of inflation, partly because of $270 million in cuts.
We've had to make some very significant and very difficult choices in cutting costs in order to be able to still balance our budgets with minimal tuition increases.
The overall cost of attendance still remains below the national and mid-Atlantic regional averages, according to the annual College Board survey, and the system universities remain Pennsylvania's most affordable four-year option. But even minimal increases are potentially pricing some students and families out, Marshall says.
There's no doubt that there are students and families who find it increasingly difficult to afford to attend even our universities.
That's partly because of a dramatic shift in funding. When Pennsylvania organized these schools into one system in the 1980s, state money accounted for 65% of the cost of attendance, and now it only covers 25%. Students cover the remaining 75%. That's something Governor Tom Wolf wants to change with his $45 million proposed increase in state aid. He asked for a one-year tuition freeze, and the system's board voted by a narrow margin to cap tuition if Wolf comes through with the money. A freeze would be a big deal because only once in the system's 32-year history has it not raised tuition. East Stroudsburg Vice President of Finance Kenneth Long says the school welcomes a funding increase, but it's the same as what they'd get from a tuition increase.
The benefit is actually our students save in their amount in tuition, but for the universities, it really is a wash.
Kutztown would still face a deficit even with the additional dollars. Westchester University, on the other hand, has seen its student enrollment go up 30% and hired more faculty to keep up with the growth. Westchester Vice President of Advancement Mark Pavlovich says their additional revenue goes to subsidize sister schools that are struggling.
As a system, we are supportive of each other, and our goal is to make sure all of us can be successful. The challenge will come, though, is if that becomes the normal practice and we don't find ways to strengthen the other institutions, then eventually the same problems will be faced by Westchester.
If the funding increase is approved, it would be the largest in the state system's history. But so far, Governor Wolf and the Republicans who control the legislature are not agreeing on much when it comes to the budget. For WHYY News, I'm Sarah Hoover.